This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 69, and it's How to Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich is a book that was written many years ago by a guy named Napoleon Hill. Written in 1937. If I mess that date up, you can correct me in the show notes or just send me a message and be like, Brandon, that date is wrong. But it was written a long time ago by a gentleman named Napoleon Hill. What happened is Andrew Carnegie had an interview with Napoleon Hill. And Andrew Carnegie set Napoleon Hill on this path of really creating the formula of success. And really said to Napoleon Hill, said, hey, I will introduce you to all my successful friends. I'm like paraphrasing this, kind of how it all went down, but I have a good understanding. He said, I'll introduce you to my friends, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, all these people. I will guide you. I won't pay you, but I'll guide you on this path of creating the success principles which allows people to become successful in life, not just money, but all areas of their life. And will you take on spending the rest of your life creating the philosophy for success? And Napoleon Hill has said yes. And he spent the rest of his life creating the principles through Think and Grow Rich, the laws of success, heck, even Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil. He wrote dozens of books, and with Think and Grow Rich being the most successful, sold over 130 million copies. A book that I read when I was 20 years old. I read this book, and it opened my mind. It allowed me to understand, hey, anything's possible if you set your mind to it. If you really set your mind towards something, whatever your mind conceives and believes your mind achieves, and whatever you think about the most is what you become. I read this book while in college, 1.68 GPA. I had no money. I was lost, didn't know where I was going. But I realized in that moment after reading this, I saw the stories of Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, all these people. What did they have in common? They may have not necessarily be the smartest people, didn't have the most education, but what they had was a burning desire to become something. They had a goal and a vision to achieve something. They stuck with the plan. They surrounded themselves with the mastermind group, with people around them, where they could delegate that knowledge in perfect harmony towards a goal. And they created wealth in their life, happiness. And they also created things that we all enjoy. Henry Ford, think about the Ford truck. Think of the T-Mobile. Think about the vehicle that allows us to go point A to point B. Think about Thomas Edison, electricity. Think about everything that lights everything that we have. Andrew Carnegie, the steel industry. He created a way to really mass produce steel and his system and creating bridges and everything else. And many other people. And this is all through the principles of Think and Grow Rich. And after reading that book, I realized I could do anything I set my mind to. It expanded my mind. And so I read that at 20. It was directed to me by a guy named Cactus Jack Benninger, a famous inventor. And after I read that, eventually it led me to getting to business with Kevin Harrington because I saw Jack Benninger had done a deal in Shark Tank with Kevin Harrington. And I think back to my mastermind principle. I realized I wanted beyond Cactus Jack in my mastermind. I wanted Kevin Harrington in my mastermind, my sphere of influence. And eventually I invested in those people and became into business with them. So that really changed. The book Think and Grow Rich changed my life. I'm 33 today. At 20 years, 13 years ago, I read the book. 6 years after reading the book, I end up, one of my very proud moments, accomplishments in my life was producing a film with a group of people called Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, a movie based on the book. I was actually the youngest person in that film at 26 years old. So that was a huge success for me, actually applying the principles of Think and Grow Rich, all the things that Napoleon Hill did for me, even though he's no longer with us, and then going and creating a movie that's now being seen by millions of people. It's in English, it's in Spanish, Czech Republic, and it's seen every day by people, and it helps them, really empower them to think and grow rich in their own way. And so that was a cool experience and moment for me to be able to take Napoleon Hill's work to the next level. And now today, I read it every day. I read it this morning. Sometimes I just open the book and start reading. And it just takes me to, I swear, every time I read it in different times of my life, I get different things out of it. It's like a Bible to me. So do go read, go buy Think and Grow Rich. And read it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts around it, what you learned. Email me personally, Brandon@BrandonTAdams.com. And I'm going to share a couple last things with you, because everybody that comes to me says, Brandon, what's the secret to thinking rich? What is the secret? A couple things. What is the secret? For one, take action. Do beyond reading, just actually implement the principles. Two, specialized knowledge. What is your specialized knowledge, your area of expertise that you can add value to the world and in return get paid for it? Earlier in my career, it was selling ice to people, providing ice to them. That was my specialized knowledge. Then it became crowdfunding, helping people raise money for their companies. That was my specialized knowledge. That got me into film. And then video production, video marketing, branding. That was my specialized knowledge. I put on events, my knowledge in events, providing value and experiences and networking for people. What is your specialized knowledge and how can you get paid for it? The next one is persistence. Actually, when you look, you read the book that goes with it, James Whitaker, a friend of mine, wrote the book, Think and Grow Rich, a Legacy. I'm in the chapter, Warren Moon and I, the famous football player, are both around persistence. You have to be persistent in anything you do. You're going to see here, multiple no's. People are going to turn you down. People are going to say you can't do something. You have to be persistent. Persistence does pay off. I could tell a million stories on how persistence has paid off. Mentorship. You need the right mentors around you. This is really mentorship and dream team. This is like your mastermind circle, the people you constantly are going to for advice, guidance, and people that help you grow together in perfect harmony. And then investing in yourself, investing in your future, investing in your mind. If you take anything away from Think and Grow Rich, learn to control your thoughts and where you're going and keep positive thoughts in your mind and get rid of the negative. You can acknowledge the negative, but there's no use of spending time thinking negative or even speaking negative things. It does nothing for you. Learn to speak positive and focus more towards the positive things in your life, which puts you in a positive state, which allows you to get positive results. And a great book, follow-up from Thinking Rich, is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, which is, I'll let you experience it for yourself in audio format. It's a book that Napoleon Hill wrote like 70 years ago, 80 years ago, and it sat for like 60 years, and it was never published. And then it was published back in before 2010. Sharon Lecter helped take it to market with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. Amazing book. And so those are my thoughts around Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. Go get the book. Buy it. Read it. Let me know what you think. Go check out the film, Think and Grow Rich, the movie. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Think and Grow Rich has given me everything I have today. My wife, my wealth, my relationships, my happiness. It really has been my Bible to success. So for you, I want you to go out there and think and grow rich, but I'll leave you on this quote. Whatever the mind conceives and believes, the mind achieves. And whatever you think about the most, you become. Here's to your success.